If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Good vibes and variety. Outside Lands tickets too. Right now, we have your chance to go to Outside Lands all 3 days. Just text the code word BEST. B-E-S-T. Be best.
When do I do this?
Right now.
Oh.
Yep, do it right now. Best is this hour's code word. We have code words all day. Jane's got them every hour in her show on the fives. So be 3, 4, 5, 6. We'll listen all day. There's another one at 12, noon 05. Best is this hour's code word. Text BEST to the contest line, which is 20357. And you'll be in the running for a pair of three-day general admission festival passes for all the days of Outside Lands.
Outside Lands. Got it.
Hozier, Gracie Abrams.
We don't win Jane.
Doja Cat. No. You don't win Jane.
Darn.
Yeah, we were actually not allowed to give people away. It's weird. Yeah.
All right.
You'd think. Anyway, there's a bunch of bands playing on a bunch of different stages. It's quite the experience, and it's happening August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park. This hour's code word is BEST. Next set of tickets coming up at 12:05. All right.
I'm going to take the person. You can keep your tickets. I'll take the person.
I told you we can't give them
I'd
away.
Like Jane, please.
I understand that you want that, but no.
Oh. HR!
Last hour, I did a story that I found on BuzzFeed about one of the people at the beginning of a relationship, whichever relationship it was with, you know, stars and stuff, was a teenager when it started. And some of them were really gross, like the Courtney Stodden thing where the girl's 16 and the guy is 51. This is not that, just keep it in mind. But Kevin Bacon actually is adjacent to this list because did you know? Actually, should I even say? You want to just roll the clip from the Drew Barrymore show?
Just roll the clip.
Okay, here we go.
I was 19, so she was 12, I think.
Pause it.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about his wife, Kira Sedgwick. He's 19, she's 12.
And her mom had seen me in some plays off Broadway, and she knew that little, you know, 12-year-old Kira wanted to be an actor. And she said, you know, there's this actor that I think you should go see. And she got her tickets to a play that I was doing in the village. And in between the matinee and the evening performance, she saw the matinee. I was buying a sandwich in the deli around the corner. And this 12-year-old girl came up and said, hi, I liked you in the play. And according to her, I said, thanks, sweetie. You know, kind of, you know, misogynistic. And she tells a story that when we first met doing Lemon Sky, she said, you know, we met in the village after that play that time. Do you remember that? And I went, yeah, I do remember that. And she went, really? And I went, no.
Of course he can't remember a 12-year-old. That's really, isn't that adorable though? And luckily for us, because we all love Kevin Bacon, he didn't hit on the 12-year-old. You can't say that about everybody.
That's a super interesting, though, like...
right?
Circle around and
that
end up
she
together.
Says to him, of course it mattered to her because here she is meeting this guy. He's cute. He's 19. He's an actor, which is what she wants to be. And she remembers it and winds up, I mean, they've been married like 35 years, I think. But apparently they met in 1978. It's totally cute. Yeah. He's got a show right now called The Bondsman, where he's dead and he's just has to go to work for the devil, like going back up onto earth and arresting bad demons or whatever. I did try to watch that and I couldn't. And I do like him. I mean, I'm sure it's maybe someone will text in and say, nah, you need to stick with it. But John and I watched the first episode and I went, well, now I know that that's a show. That's all. Did you try it?
You can't love them all.
You can't love them all.
No, I haven't tried it yet. Yeah. No, yeah. I won't.
Well, don't do it based on what I'm saying. If you,
I base
like
all
him,
of my watching on
really?
What you say, Sarah.
Well, word of mouth. I mean, there's so many shows that you right. do kind of go, well, if I can eliminate that, I'd rather not waste my time.
Right. Exactly. I can cross that one off the list of the things I'll never get to in my life. That one's gone. I also wanted to mention that there's, in case you love John Wick, which I got to say that last movie I was not thrilled with, but Ballerina, which is the spinoff, hits, and it stars Ana de Armas, is hitting theaters in June. And there is, if you watch the trailer, which they always tell you way too much in the trailer, then you know that John Wick's not done, even though he supposedly died. But he died.
Spoiler.
Yeah, it's movie stuff, Sarah. Don't.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, a whole bunch of new John Wick stuff is on the way. That universe is going to get like the Marvel comic universe treatment. Like they're just spinning everybody off. So it's not the end of the franchise with the spinoff Ballerina. There's a bunch more. John Wick 5 for sure.
Yeah. Just, you know, you want to be glad that there's more John Wicks.
In addition, sure.
You're not trying to have him dead. Why ask? What's your problem?
In addition to Chapter 5, there will be an animated prequel film and a spin-off movie featuring Kane, the blind assassin played by Donnie Yen in Chapter 4.
You want to play a little game?
Yeah, I'd love to play a game. You know me.
How many people has John Wick killed?
Oh, that's it.
Across all four movies?
Do they have a... Well, that would be hard to count, wouldn't it?
500.
I got it from ChatGPT.
Oh. Was he friendly when he answered you?
Of course.
500, you say. Mm-hmm. I'll say 501.
Vin wins that one. It was 439 people.
Oh.
Nice. Mm.
Incredible.
Yeah, whatever the case may be, I understand you saw the movie and but then, you know, there's not going to be a Sonic 3 if Dr. Robotnik doesn't come back from the dead.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you need that.
Maybe he comes back. He can't if it's a John Wick movie. It would have to be John Wick. Maybe he pulls an Uma Thurman and breaks his way out of
right.
the grave.
There's ways That'd movies do things. Come on. Or just forget that that happened and we're going on with another movie.
Mm. Anyway, Keanu Reeves is back. Looks like John Wick 5 is in the works. And they're not even saying anything about the Ana de Armas thing. Like, does she die in that? We don't know. It doesn't even hit theaters until...
Well, you don't want him to say, do you?
What's that?
You don't want them to say if she dies or what's happening.
Well, right. Of course not. We don't know. And that's not opening until June. So maybe that'll be a big hit. I guess that's what has to happen. They have to find out if her thing's a big hit and then it may or may not be continued on. She's great, though.
Yeah, she is.
I like her. Meghan Markle has been forced to apologize and issue refunds for her site As Ever. It's not exactly what you think, but yesterday we were talking about how she's got this line of products and it's, you know, I think what do we see? Like the flour sprinkles and some jams and honeys and stuff. So that stuff went up whenever it was and it sold out. Every single item was sold out within 1 hour. So, which I was looking at the flour sprinkles, so I didn't know that they weren't the only thing sold out. But apparently there was some kind of snafu with the rollout so that when, even though they only had, I don't know, a dozen jars of this honey, this special limited edition honey with honeycomb in it, they ran out of it in a snap and then continued to sell it. So all these people gave $28 for a jar of honey. It's a pretty expensive jar of honey. I don't know what honey goes for in the store. Like,
it's expensive. But we buy honeycomb.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
As a dessert for my kid who can't have normal desserts.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a $30 like chunk.
Oh boy.
It's expensive, but yeah. It's,
so, well,
you know,
then this is right in line with that, because this was also it has honey. It's a jar of honey, but it has the honeycomb in it. Is
right.
that what you're talking
yep.
about too?
Mm-hmm.
And she eats that. Isn't that wax? I don't know what that is.
I don't know why. I don't know either. Mm. There's things that my daughter can and can't eat. And one of those things, like often I'll just give her some fruit for dessert, but that's one of the things she eats. And I believe she eats the comb, and I don't touch it because it's hers.
Yeah. And she doesn't, there's not a lot of options for her.
Right.
Meghan Markle's lifestyle company, as ever, was forced to apologize. She wrote, nice. It's nice. Look, I mean, that's a good problem to have, right? All your stuff sold out, all these teas and stuff. But basically she said, she was so sorry. Let me see if I can find the quote here. It doesn't matter. Basically, it's an apology, and she's saying everybody's going to get their money back. The orders were happening so quickly that the back end of the site didn't have a chance to keep up. The limited edition honey that you purchased was unfortunately already sold out. So they're working on replenishing. And then she's also in trouble with some other place that has been calling themselves as ever for quite a while. And so now they want their name back.
Oh.
But anyway.
Someone wrote in yesterday, and I'm looking for the text. I can't find it, but it was one of those where they said, it seems like you guys hate her. You never say anything nice about her unless you say she's pretty. And I'm like, let me state for the record, I've never seen anything Meghan Markle has ever done other than a picture of her kids, I guess, because she made those. Mm. And then also I saw a minute of her on some show called Suits. I don't dislike her.
I'm trying to decide if I dislike her.
I don't
or not.
Know her at all, but
sure. I do feel like I have kind of a negative feeling about her.
Yeah, you negative vibe come off when you talk about her.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, is that right? We're onto something.
Yeah. I don't know that I've gotten that vibe from you. And I don't actually, I'm just questioning it now myself. Like, I don't know if I certainly like the Royals. And I like a love story.
There's been just so much, you know, people have so many bad things to say about her and you know.
Well, I will say there's one thing that I know bothers me. It's that, you know, she's trying to do a Martha Stewart thing where I feel like, you know, just because she can. Like, you know, when I got
someone wrote in about that, though, and said she's actually pretty good.
Mm.
They were saying she's pretty good. So I think maybe you've got taint all over you.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Because of Martha.
Mm, maybe.
You got Martha taint on you.
Yeah.
And you're feeling maybe like she's getting in on Martha's gig, but I'm sure Martha feels entirely 1,000% confident.
Yes.
In her.
She doesn't
and what
need
she
me
does. She's
to
not worried,
defend
no.
her. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. One of the things I did enjoy, if I can just be anti-Meghan Markle for a second.
Sure.
Around St. Patrick's Day, she did this whole thing about how she had made green waffles for her kids to eat. You know, and I dyed it and I made the waffles. Mm. And then as I'm looking through some of the posts on social media, people were going, you didn't make those. Those aren't yours. Because they show her and what the pattern is on her waffle iron. And then the other,
oh,
and I was
you
like,
people,
wow.
Why
oh, the
are
internet
you,
sleuths
I mean, honestly,
out.
What
yeah,
is,
but
does
then
a lady got to
like,
do around
well,
here?
Well, you got to make your own waffles is what you got to do. Don't say you made the waffles if you didn't make the waffles. She didn't make those waffles. And I didn't realize until I saw. I was
this
like,
is like the
right.
same thing that took Bear Grylls down. Here's a guy who's out doing his show in the wilderness. And everybody goes, that guy stayed in a hotel last night.
Yep.
We're doing a show, everyone.
Mm.
We're doing a show.
You got a point there.
Leave Meghan Markle alone.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe I'm just jelly because she married a prince. That's possible, too. Hilarious Baldwin. She's revealed what plastic surgery procedure she had done after 7 kids. And I feel like, you know, she is lovely. I feel like she's a special person who can have that many kids and Alec Baldwin, who seems angry. Like, I think that does take some management skills. So I'm not going to discount what she's got going on. And she's like, look, I just now stopped nursing. Like, I've been nursing for 10 years straight with babies. And so I got a boob lift.
Oh, okay.
And that, I feel like, okay.
Good for her. Well,
fine with me.
Well, I don't.
I guess she's been asked about it, though.
Yeah, she doesn't owe anybody a story. And frankly,
she clearly works really hard to keep it together because that chick is foxy af. Mm-hmm. And she's a huge yoga chick, too. Like, she's always, that was one of the things I knew about her from social media. Like, when they first started getting together, I'm like, damn, she knows how to balance on stuff. Ooh.
She knows how to what?
Balance on stuff. Like a sit and spin over there. Woo.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway,
all right,
she won't tell you any, all the other stuff. I'm sure she Botoxes. Like, everybody does that now. I just,
that's not
do?
A procedure. I think that's right. One of those, you know, what? There's no illegal drugs here.
Right. I just go in and I
Except
get
Matthew
needled.
Matthew Perry's eating gallons of legal drugs. So what? Right.
Well, legal if they're prescribed.
Well, that's, people are playing with words there.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, she's basically saying, look, I've been pregnant or breastfeeding for 10 straight years. I'd like to have the girls back. No, she does.
I would absolutely, when you see how angry Alec Baldwin has been publicly multiple times, it seems like that would be a, maybe he's not the best candidate for 10 children. I don't.
It seems like a lot.
He's been a willing participant. Mm.
He does.
In one way or another.
Seem to love them, and they're all over him, and they
love kids and still not have the patience for them. And that's what I'm getting at is he's not someone I'd go that, but then again, I'd probably go, you know who you should look into? That Bill Cosby seems great. And then, you know, then we know what we know.
Right.
Yes, so, you know,
true.
Okay, fine. Alec, have your 10 kids.
I know. He has so many kids. I will say I've only watched the one episode. I won't go back. It does seem like it would be hard to fake enjoying what he's got going on over there. And even though he seems completely wrung out and overwhelmed by everything that's happening, like you said, he is a willing participant in that. And the chaos is going on all around him. And she's doing her best to keep up with it too. But like she clearly knows what the magic mojo is to keep him in a good mood.
Sarah.
And clearly they're doing it.
415 says, Sarah, if you had 8 kids and John was pretending to be Spanish, you'd be angry too.
I know how you say cucumber.
Cucumber.
Cucumber. Yeah. Hilarious. Hilarious ball.
Hey, Sarah, Megan also put a corn cob in the microwave to make popcorn on her show. It's wow, but if you look carefully, you see a Whole Foods microwave popcorn bag in the background.
No.
I don't know.
Hilarious. Can you do that? Like if you have one of those dried out, it would have to be dried, right? You can't make it out of a fresh corn cob, ear of corn.
You know what I like to do, Sarah?
What's
I take
that,
a Vinny? Can opener and I roll it around a can of black beans and I pour those in a pot. I warm
Chef's
them up,
kitch.
And then I have
Chef's
I take
kiss.
Some cheese and a tortilla, and I make a bean and cheese burrito out of it.
Wow. That's amazing. Good
I job. Don't know about putting a corn cob in the microwave, and I don't know if these stunts that you're up to.
Well, so the internet sleuthing continues. Yeah, I don't know. She's fine. I don't even really, I'm having a hard time mustering any ill will toward her. Look at her. She's a mom married to a prince. Good for her. A former prince, I guess.
Oh, 408 says Meghan was a successful lifestyle influencer before meeting Harry.
Was she?
And Sarah, you should check out Suits. It's a great show.
You're not the first person to say that.
Can't help but love Meghan after watching her in that.
Didn't you say you liked that? You saw your wife watching
Christina
it?
Christina watches. She puts TV on all the time in the background, always.
Mm-hmm.
So she's cooking or whatever, and so she's gone.
Not necessarily paying close attention to it.
She's blown through Suits.
Yeah.
And at some point I walked into the room and saw her, and I was like, oh, that's the lady.
There she is. She's so pretty.
And she is stunning. And that's about all I know.
I wanted to mention really quickly that there's a new Wes Anderson movie coming out. It's called The Phoenician Scheme.
Yay.
It's an A-list cast. A lot of his, let me see here. Jeffrey Wright, Scarlett Johansson, Tom Hanks, Bryan Cranston, Benicio del Toro appears to be the star of this.
He's in a lot of his movies.
Yeah, I put the trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Even just watching this trailer, it just gives me that like Wes Anderson, everything is in its place and everything is exactly as it should be and it's lit perfectly and it's just something about his aesthetic is just, even what was the last one where they're like out in the desert?
The astronaut one.
Yeah, the astronaut one.
And that's not even the last one, I don't think.
Asteroid City.
Asteroid City, which was fine. But, and I would watch it again just because I love looking at the way he films things and the lens that he's, I love his checklist and his little piles of different items that we're going to be needing for the caper that we're going to do.
Which is the one with the artist where Benicio's in jail, I thought.
Oh.
That one was great. And I felt like that was the last one, but it might not be.
No, I don't, maybe it is. God, and the woman is.
And the woman.
It's him and the woman and they're in love.
I can't remember it either.
Wes Anderson, though. Moonrise Kingdom, though, I think
that's another good one.
My all-time favorite. Mm-hmm. That one is so good.
I like Darjeeling Limited.
Oh, that one's excellent
as
well.
That one's great as well.
The D Silent. It's just Darling Limited.
Thanks for letting me know.
Are you joking?
Sure. It's just Joe, not to Joe.
Oh
yeah.
It's just Darling, not to Darling. Anyway, Michael Cera's in this one. Let's see. Anybody
I think the French Dispatch is the
that's
one you're
it.
Thinking
oh,
of. Yeah.
That's a great one.
And that's the one with Timothée
Chalamet.
And he's
and isn't Saoirse Ronan in that too? She's in one of them. She has like a birthmark in the shape of Africa or something.
Tilda Swinton's in it.
That's fine.
We'll see her.
Anyway, there is a new Wes Anderson movie coming up. And we've got the first trailer for it, and I was laughing and loving it as I watched the trailer, and I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you are interested, then that is there for you. Monopoly reality competition series has been bought by Netflix.
Huh?
Yeah. Apparently somebody came up with a game show based on, a show based on Monopoly. It is a reality competition, but it's a full-on show, not the actual game. We're not going to just sit and watch people play Monopoly. It's boring even to play it, let alone be watching other people play it. So it's some kind of reality competition series, an adaptation of the classic board game. They put it together. It was a very competitive bidding process, they say. But Netflix won.
Oh, Netflix, congratulations.
I don't see what they paid or anything. It's probably not for me to know.
What a win.
Yeah, I know, right?
What a get.
Great. And it looks like I'll make this the last thing. They were going to do a Tangled live action. Disney was.
Okay.
How they're taking a lot of their big movies and doing that. And
I love Tangled.
Tangled is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
My kids were a little old for that. So I think I've only seen it the one time.
Me and the girls have seen it 1,000 times.
So they were going to do a Tangled live action, and Snow White is such a bomb that they have decided to pause that. They're not canceling it, but they're pausing it.
Well, sometimes in your budget, you know, everybody's got a budget. You may have to say, we spent, you know, the load on that thing
and didn't get the money back.
Right.
So
let's move that to another quarter.
Yeah.
Or year.
Let's just see what else is out there. Maybe we can find an original script. That'd be fun. Anyway, Tangled live action, the pause button's been hit. All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
Jobs that require a high tolerance for being yelled at.
Oh.
John!
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We've put a lot of stuff up there today. All the stuff we talk about on the show, we put up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Thanks to Fremont Bank Foundation, SOS Meals on Wheels has some equipment upgrades to better get much-needed nourishment to our Bay Area elders.
Oh.
Learn more about Fremont Bank Foundation's philanthropic outreach at FremontBank.com today. Thanks, Fremont Bank. Longtime sponsor of this radio show.
Yes. Please support the sponsors that support the show. Oh, you are so bad at that. Here we go.
That was the best job I've ever done. What are you talking about?
I thought it was excellent.
I thought that first little noise
was me moving it right to the Fremont Bank Foundation.
Ow. That's already too good.
Oh,
my God, what just happened?
I just moved my phone aside and stuff's turning on.
Well, it's been one of those days.
Coloring club just went off.
Oh, coloring club?
It's for my kid. It's not. I don't use that one. I only color for real.
On airplanes.
It's true. Okay, so last night, Vinny won the big, March Madness bracket.
Yes, you won the whole thing, Vin.
Florida got the win, even though I went to bed and Florida was losing. When I went to bed with 2 minutes left in the game, Florida was losing. And then I woke up
to victory.
Congratulations, Vinny.
Thank you so much.
Victory!
Campeón del Pueblo.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that one. You're about to be screwed.
Oh. No thanks. I have some stuff to do today.
It's not Friday.
No, thank you.
It's Tuesday.
Well, who's going to do it?
Jason Momoa.
He seems like a lot of work.
Within an hour of opening on Monday morning, the DMV in San Francisco had a line of people out the door waiting to renew their registrations or with exactly a month until the May 7th deadline, complete their applications for a real ID. This has been, you've been warned.
Yeah.
I warned you when it was mentioned the first time.
And it's been put off for years now. Like, you had plenty of time to do this.
Repeatedly, I've told you guys you got to do this. I realize most people go, oh, yeah. That's all right. That's on my list. I'll get to that.
You got your real ID?
I have a driver's license.
No, you're not flying
anywhere. You're not
anywhere
flying anywhere after May 7th you have a real ID.
Oh.
We knew this was
Lizzie?
Coming.
I mean, Bob, do you? Sorry.
Oh, way to go. What's wrong with you?
I just dumped it.
Oh, you don't have to.
Yeah, I want to dump it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to keep her name off. She actually looked at me horrified. Bob, do you have a real ID?
I do, but it's from Michigan.
Oh.
And it expires on my birthday, which is in 2 days.
Oh, so you've got to go get a new ID.
So I need a whole new ID.
Tell me more. Do I have to go there?
Yes, you do.
And you have to bring things that prove you're you. You need, well, like a passport if you have one, or a birth certificate.
And then they wanted like mail that had my name and an address. Like, they want stuff.
Yep.
So you got to really back up what you bring in, and so you should check with the DMV
They have a list of things that you can bring to prove, like insurance stuff or whatever it is, but you know, you have to do that.
These
I can't believe you didn't hear about it. You
are
fly
booking
all the time.
Up, so you really do need to get in there right away, you need to book your appointment right away, especially if you plan. Now, look, you're fine if you're not going to fly anywhere.
Yeah,
I've got real a global ID, though, can I use that?
You know what you can use when you fly? You can use a passport.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a passport, you
need a new one.
Nope. Then you got to really go get one or the other.
Oh, boy. I'm not going anywhere. Don't worry.
I went and got both.
Both?
Because I was like, I can't get caught in an airport having forgotten this and watching my kids, you know, walk off with mama while I'm all, I wanted to go, you know, insert wherever.
I like traveling.
I wanted to go too.
I wanted to be with my family.
I would have stayed home if I'd known that I was going to be left at the airport. But here I am now, packed and ready to go. I got all my bedding in my suitcase.
Please, deep down inside, you're like, have a great time on the trip, guys.
You think so? I know. And I know that you know me very well. But I actually love hanging out with those kids. Mm. Love it.
But a week alone at home? Come on.
Well, I mean, that's also very good. The DMV is seeing an increase in customers upgrading to the Real ID across the Bay Area region, particularly San Jose, Santa Clara, Oakland. Oh, okay, the whole area.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, DMV, for telling us what our area is.
Anyway, so it's time, everyone. If you haven't done this yet, and you may not have a trip planned, but you're going to still need to have this done. So make your appointment. Get the things they need. To update to a real ID, California residents must present proof of identity, full legal name and date of birth, a social security number, and two forms proving they live in the state.
Mm.
The DMV has an online guide for applying for the program. You can present a passport when flying, so that if you've got that, then that works. But this is something that's going to be required of you going forward. So go get your real ID.
Yep. Maybe you have it and you just don't know. When's the last time you were renewed?
Just got my license like this year. So it's got, somebody texted it and said if it has a golden bear on the top, it's a real
ID.
Yeah, mine's got that on there.
Let me see yours. Bring it in here.
She wants to just.
Oh my God.
I just poop on you.
I don't. I want to make sure he has it. He travels. He thinks he doesn't travel, but he does. He flies to West Virginia all the time.
Oh, he flies down south too.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even have mine on me. I'm carrying my passport. Look at me. I got a passport card.
Yes, that is a real. This is a real ID.
Yeah.
You already have it.
Yay! You're home free, buddy.
Home free.
Thank you.
I moved my driver's license into my phone and moved the hard copy into a safe box so that I don't lose it. Because I can use my phone now to show my ID.
So even at the airport, they'll take the, that's great.
It's a real
ID. I've got to do that. Yeah. That seems.
It's in my Apple wallet, everyone. Yeah. Don't rob
me. The only thing that I would be hesitant to do that for is if I got pulled over and now they're going to take my phone over to the car. I don't want that. If they can scan it, that would be fine. Are you saying they can scan it, Bob?
No, I'm saying you're right. You don't want to
get
them your phone.
I'm going to need to call John crying. So there's that, right? Oh. I just got pulled over and I'm super bored because he's taking forever. So I'm going to, want to play my game on there. So
why you got to call John to cry when you've done something out on the roadways?
I don't want anyone to take I don't want to have opened my phone and handed it to someone. That's why. Not because I have nudes on there, because I don't.
It sounds like you do.
I don't want anyone going through my stuff.
But what do you got to hide?
Nothing. I want my phone. I'm not
she
handing my phone
off.
She
just told you what she has to hide.
No
There's
nudes.
A lot of nudes.
John sending you,
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right. They're John's nudes. Right. That's what it is. John has sent me a bunch of nudes. That's true. God, because I mean, you see that thing once, you haven't seen it all the times you need to see it. Okay.
Here's me spread eagle by a rose bush. You like it? No?
Why are you spread eagle by a rose bush?
I'm you right now. What are you talking
you're
about?
Me.
Yeah, I'm in your backyard. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought it was John. You know, John's the one doing all the outdoor work, you know. Hey, look at me on the roof naked.
Oh, did you hear what he said? You do outwork.
I'm not going to fight with him about that. Oh. John does plenty of work back there.
Oh. Well, yeah, I know. He does his best work behind the shed.
That's where I do my best work, Vinny. Hello.
<Sorry.
laughs> Give me a little credit. Once in a while, I put out.
Does your job require a high tolerance for being yelled at?
Mm-hmm. Well, am I a star football player? That seems like you get yelled at a lot.
Yeah, it does seem like that's one of the few places where you can continue to get a red-faced old man screaming and spittling in your face.
It's funny,
and
you pointed that out to me. And I did think to myself, that is one job where, like, you got to take it. That guy's... You've signed yourself up for that guy.
You hear people talk about culture, and that is a football culture thing all the way up from little boy. The coaches are pretty into it.
Yeah.
Some
of the dads are yelling at you from the stands.
In pee-wee football, the coaches are pretty freaking into it.
Right.
Bro, I'm 7.
I'm only 7. I'm only 7 years old. Mom, are you yelling for your mommy? Yes.
I remember I played for a minute and this guy
Pee-wee
was
football?
Yeah, and this guy was for sure going pro. He was bigger. He meant it. I was out there to just sort of have some fun and he meant it. And
this is another kid.
Another kid.
Your age.
My age.
A 7-year-old or whatever.
Way bigger than me though. Bigger. Mm. All the stuff. And the coach was like, you have to get in front of him and let him practice running over the other team.
You were a tackling dummy.
Oof.
A real-life tackling dummy.
Throttle the whole team. Not just me. This wasn't me. This was the whole team.
Did he line you guys up like bowling pins? See if he can get a strike.
Freaking murder. Like, I was all, okay, this is not fun. I thought I was going to get to, like, launch out for those pass, the
throws
that you just
and
can't
catch him and then
it.
Land at the feet of all the cheering cheerleaders.
Oh, God. In the touchdown, in the end zone, of course.
My hero.
None of that happened, but I did get throttled by some dude who was going pro at a later date. I don't know if he did or not.
Age 8.
God. Anyway.
He got drafted in the 4th grade.
Does your job require a high tolerance for being yelled at? They say line cooks.
Oh.
Watch any episode of The Bear for a taste of what it's like.
Yeah, that seems very high pressure, high stress.
Gate agents for airlines, they deal with stressed out travelers all day. And I can understand that. There's no question that once you're trapped at the airport and they pull this, that flight's delayed and you've got and everybody is only concerned about themselves.
Of course.
I get there might be 200 people with their own stories, but my story is I got a job interview and a layover and I gotta, and please, and okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'll just go wait over there with everyone else.
I'll try and help all of you. That's the nice thing about having phones these days. If the cop hasn't taken it, you can just sit there and set up a whole new thing. Get online, get on the internet, on the site for the airline that you're on and grab that next seat so that before they give it to someone else.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm taking an extra minute to send your photos to my phone. It'll only be another minute.
Yeah, just hold tight. You're the very artful positioning around the rose bush is doing it for me.
It's really.
And I really am downloading these. And I'm airdropping them to some of the guys in the cruiser behind me. So. Awesome.
They don't do that, Sarah.
You know what, though? They're dudes. So some of them do. And.
Wow.
You know it's true. And I don't want to hand my phone over to anyone. I don't want to hand my phone off.
I told you the saying many years ago.
And I'm well aware of it. So thanks for enlightening me.
Social workers, it's just a high stress environment. Pharmacists, it's health related.
Drugs.
You know, I've been in line now more times than I'd like to mention, and you do notice people are like, they always have some kind of bitch to pitch. Mm. What do you mean it cost that much? That didn't cost that much last month.
You're like, what do you mean I can't get a refill?
It says no more refills.
Yeah, all the stuff.
Literally says that, and these are opioids, and we're not giving them to you.
On top of the fact that they don't exactly overstaff those little rooms, do they?
You're right about that.
Pharmacists.
And everyone back there is just like, well, there's bulletproof glass between us and the customers. And, oh, it was dinner last night with your friends. Yeah. I was watching that one show. They look like they're discussing medications, but they're not.
Oh, they're not. Mm-mm. Does your job require a high tolerance for being yelled at? Here's some of the stuff. Cops. Yeah. Healthcare workers.
Yes.
That includes doctors, nurses, even vets. Emotions run high in a crisis, especially when it's medical stuff.
I thought when you first said that story, I thought you meant like by bosses, like getting yelled at by your boss, which is what made me think of the coach. But you're
right. Well, the coach
is
that's a perfect example. They say the military as well. Being yelled at is expected.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the gig.
Right.
What are you doing, maggot?
Drop her 20. You're talking to me? Is that my new name now, Maggot?
I'm doing maggoty things, I guess. Mm. Teachers, they get yelled at by kids and parents.
These days.
I hate that.
Me too.
And customer service reps, especially if you work at a call center. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, this is my fourth call. I'm going to yell at
job.
You. Like, get it done. We've talked about this. Three other times when I waited on hold and did the dance and bead patient.
You bead patient?
And now I've lost it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And I still won't be able to help you. You'll have to call back and ask for a manager.
Ah! How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts.
Fast facts.
I'll take them.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah.
Don't contain any nuts.
Oh. Well,
they replace the ground almonds with, quote, natural almond flavor that comes from ground up peach and apricot pits.
I had that for dinner last night.
Peach? They're putting peach pits in those things?
Ground up.
Stole them.
Peach and apricot pits. That's what you had for dinner last night.
Yeah, I had a big bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios.
What's a big bowl? Like a salad bowl?
Yeah, like a salad bowl.
And you...
Yep.
Aren't you worried that it'll get all soggy? But that's why I stick with the little bowl. I have like 10 bowls of it, but but it's not like soggy at the bottom. I can just keep adding fresh.
I just shovel it in.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Ice cubes also. That's a total great life hack. Yeah. You put your cereal in, put in 3 ice cubes, pour the milk over it. Oh, keeps the milk icy cold. People go, waters it down. It doesn't. It's freaking awesome.
Oh.
I like ice cold milk.
Write that down.
Yeah, or not.
There are 22 stars around the mountain in Paramount Pictures logo. They represent the 22 movie stars they originally signed in 1916.
Wow. Huh.
If you had $1 billion and spent $1,000 a day, it would take you 2,749 years to run out of money.
Mm. That's a long time.
I think I'm going to enjoy this.
A billion is 1,000 millions.
What?
That's what a billion is.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. Peaches are related to almonds, says 650.
Oh. Well, if you broke open a peach pit, there is a nut in there.
Yeah, but you can't eat it.
Why? They're putting it in your Honey Nut Cheerios.
Well, I guess I am eating it, but I don't know.
Hmm.
408 says,
to think about, you know, these fast facts.
Yeah, no, that's what I like about it. Mm-hmm. Being yelled at by my mom as a kid made it easy to take drill sergeants yelling at me. LOL.
Oh.
There was our next door neighbor where I lived in Irvine when I was growing up. The Millers were right next door.
Yeah.
And it was a divorced mom. The dad, I saw him sometimes. He was an airline pilot. And then the two kids, Mark and I think Michelle. Doesn't matter. Anyway, the mom would scream bloody freaking murder and then walk outside to get the mail as if none of that was happening. And you'd be like,
oh, you mean you could hear her inside the house screaming?
She's inside the house screaming at the kids, like losing her absolute mind about any all day, all the time. She didn't commute. And then she'd walk outside like, oh, hey, get in the mail. And you'd be like, how do you turn that on and off like that?
That's just the way. My mom was a screamer, too. What? Yeah, I told you that.
So Ellie would just let it rip and then be like, oh,
Jesus Christ, you kids. And she had three kids under 4 years old at one point. Okay, Mom. That's where I learned it.
Oh, all right. I do the same, Sarah says, 925. 10 little bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I once I start eating cereal, it's really hard to stop. Like, yeah, a little more. And then I add more milk, and I'm like, oh, well, let me just, you know, get the milk. Oh, now I have too much cereal. I better add some more milk. Oh, cereal. Cocoa Puffs, Lucky Charms, Special K with red berries, Frosted Mini Wheats. I like it all.
775 says, Vinny, California requires you to have a physical license when driving. I just got a violation for this. Is that true?
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Well, maybe the cop that pulled him over didn't know that you don't need that anymore. Huh, that's weird. What's the point then? It means you still have to have your wallet with you.
Yeah, I mean, I actually thought, I always worry because I go places when I go surfing that are out in the middle of nowhere and people will break into your car. And if I don't lose my license, that's
great.
One upside to having lost a windshield or sorry, whatever, you know.
Right. Do you have a lockable glove box in your car? Like, is that where you put your
probably
phone and stuff?
Yeah, I'll have to look into that, I guess. I didn't know that. I will get my ID out and put it back in my wallet then.
Yeah, it says, according to our AI overlord, California you're required to carry a physical license with you while operating a motor vehicle, even if you also have a digital version on your phone.
Well, don't get pulled over today. You don't have it with you. But you could say, I just found out about it from ChatGPT today. I'm sorry. I did wonder, though. I'm so glad I don't have to hand over my phone. Jesus.
You and your spread eagle photos.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I'm sure they're pretty. Relax. Gosh.
They're from when I was very young.
Be proud.
Yeah.
I was only 50 when I took those shots.
Oh, well,
I'm sure John
nice.
Wouldn't mind his pictures being seen, you know, that he sends you.
Yeah. We did sex for a while, and then it was just like, okay, well, I've seen that. I don't need to. I kept saying, just tell me stuff you want to do to me. Like, write down something sexy. I would rather read a story that you have, you know, some fantasy thing. And then he's like, yeah, but you'll just send me pictures. So I'm like, okay.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah. Except, you know, her, not like that. That's not the right way.
What about?
I'm trying to send you hot stuff. Yeah, it's not hot. You're doing it wrong.
He wasn't doing it wrong. It was just always the same thing. It's like, there's the one thing. I'm like, is there nothing else that you have to offer me?
Right.
How about just, you know, like, make a sandwich, like a really good-looking sandwich, and take a picture of that and send it to me. Hey, there you go. That's a BLT. Look at the bacon coming out of the side of that. Oh. Hmm. Well, here's a picture of my boobs. Fair exchange.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
No problem. More of that. And all Chapel Roan all the time.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.